Masechet Shavuot, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. In the last three perakim, we spoke about Shavuot swears that a person would have to do under the Oraita biblical law. This perek will deal with swears that are derabanan in nature. We'll first talk about differences between the Oraita and derabanan swears. Mishnah says, Kol hanishba'in shebatorah nishba'in velo mishalmin. All those types of swears that we obligated under Torah law, a person swears and they wouldn't have to pay. In other words, what we're saying is, whenever the Torah requires us to swear that a certain claim would be true, it's not the person who's making the claim who has to swear in order to collect, but it's the defendant who has to swear in order to free himself from paying. That's the way it works. The defendant is the one who is making the swear, and he then frees himself from having to pay. Ve'elu, but the following people, which would be derabanan swears, nishba'in ve'notlin, they would swear and that would make them collect. So they're the ones who are coming with the claim, and they're the ones who are going to then collect payment. Hasachir, a hired worker. Ve'hanigzal, somebody who was robbed. Ve'hanehbal, somebody who was injured. Ve'shekinegdo hashud ala shevu'a, someone who, let's say they're dealing in court with somebody, and that person that they're with, that is supposed to testify and swear, is not trusted to testify. There's somebody who is problematic and they're suspected of making false oaths, for example, and they would usually defend themselves and swear, but they can't swear. We don't trust them. So in this instance, we would tell the person with the claim to swear and he would collect. V'ahenvani al pinkaso, and a storekeeper who's making a claim based on what's written in his book of accounting. We'll now elaborate on each one of these cases. Hasachir ketzad. What's a case where a hired worker would swear and collect? Amar lo, ten li sechari, sheyesh li biyadecha. If a worker says to his employer, give me the salary that you owe me, hu omed natati, but then the employer says, I already gave it to you. V'hala omed lo natalti, but the worker says, no, I never received it. Hu nishba v'notel, the worker in this case would swear that he was never paid and he would collect his salary. The Hachamim instituted this type of swear because a employer is very busy with all of his workers and he's responsible for so much that's going on that he sometimes could make the honest mistake of thinking he paid somebody but never actually paid them. So the rabbis gave the worker the right to swear and then collect. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ad shetehe sham miksat hoda'ah. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the worker is not believed to swear and collect unless there's an admission to part of the claim by the employer, unless the employer is saying that he partially paid. We'll elaborate on what that means. Ketzad, how is that? Amar lo, ten li sechari hamishim dinar sheyesh li biyadecha. For example, let's say the worker said to the employer, give me my salary, which was 50 silver dinarin that you owe me. V'hu omer hitkabalta dinar zahav. And the employer tells him, his boss tells him, I already gave you a gold dinar. A gold dinar is worth 25 silver dinarim. So the original claim was 50 silver dinar. The employer is saying he already paid him a gold dinar, which is the equivalent of 25 silver dinarim. So he's admitting that he owes him at least that he owes him 25 silver dinarim. So the owner here is modeh b'miksat, and therefore he's sort of obligated to swear on a biblical level that he doesn't owe him the rest. So in this case, what Hachamim did is they took the swear away from the employer and they gave it to the worker to swear that he's owed the full silver dinarim that he's claiming, and once he makes that swear, he could collect. But if the employer denies the entire claim, says Rabbi Yehuda, the worker cannot swear and collect his wages, rather he is stuck now in that situation.